Mother Agnes Miriam is on a mission to get Syria's story out to the world, and she's in the UK to do exactly that. But the tale she tells is very different from the usual narrative. She's questioned the facts and evidence on the chemical weapons attack in August. Her supporters call her a brave fighter for the truth. Her critics call her a conspiracy theorist that supports a dictator. She says realities on the ground are being skewed to prevent peace.
The world now can see what these events were holding in their midst, that it was not a purpose for freedom and democracy, but it was a plan to destroy the resources of the Syrian people and to scatter them, to launch artificial sectarian war, and maybe to divide Syria.
While in the UK, Mother Agnes Miriam has briefed MPs in Westminster, met with Christian religious leaders, and discussed aid with British charities.
We've been actually putting together a programme of getting aid out to Syria. So looking at transporting medical equipment over to help out with the new field hospital that they're putting together.
Mother Agnes Miriam says this work is critical for a country that is on the brink.
In Syria, we are losing a country. To lose a country is the worst thing that can happen to you, because losing a country means that you have lost your family, you have lost your wealth, you have lost your identity, you have lost your heritage, you have lost your background. And that's why, you know, interfering in the fate of a country and destroying a country and dismantling a state is a crime against humanity.
The tragic truth is that while the fighting and the blame game continues, Syria is a country that may never be the same again. Nargis Mobaleghi, Press TV, London.